Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Tyler?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Tyler. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Happy Thursday, right?
Yeah.
We're almost there. Not that we're counting, huh? So, I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this will work other than pricing?
So Centerville, Alabama, if I click on and I search construction services, Centerville, Alabama, is that, or like, say, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, is that where it would pop up on the, it would just pop up right there?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off of the first page of Google. So when someone's in your area and they're typing for construction or contractor, or if it's any variation of what you offer, let's say that you also do flooring or drywall or remodels. So we're going to program you in using keywords. And now every time somebody's in your area and they're looking for any of those services, Fielding Construction will come up on the first page. So it's something that's designed to bring you not only more new clients by giving you that exposure, but also this is where that high revenue is generated. You know, 9 out of 10 consumers will make their buying decisions there. And that's actually the main benefit for you, Tyler, is in the exclusivity, meaning the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you. Now, since you are a brand new business under a year, you're definitely going to qualify for the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398, and what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we're going to program you into some of the popular directories in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones? That's a different search result altogether, Tyler. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you're going to be able to capitalize on. Okay? Now, do you have a website or a business Facebook or anything like that as of yet?
Yeah, I have a business Facebook, and I'm working on getting a website. I'm actually supposed to have a meeting at 4 today for that.
Oh, okay. You know what? We might be able to save you a ton of money then, because custom websites sometimes sell for up to $2,500, and We also offer Google compliant websites. We charge $400 to put them together. But one thing I can do, Tyler, is since we're moving forward and we're filling the position today, and since you don't have a website, I could explain the situation to my director and see if there's any way that they would allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a, you know, gift from us to you. And if I get that approved, you'll have the ability to, you know, upload a logo or pictures, examples of services, anything that you feel, you know, if you have before and after photos that would kind of set you apart in the industry. If you don't have content, that's okay too. We can use stock photos that have worked very successfully in your industry because our main objective is going to be to get you up and running. Okay. And then, the reason I asked about the Facebook is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works, Tyler. Matter of fact, I'm going to send you a website sample right now in a text message. But with the Facebook ads, you know how when you search for anything online, chances are next time you go into your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Yes, ma'am.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are looking for. And if they are looking for anything that's relevant to what you offer, we'll make sure that next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then we'll also provide you with a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see the new clients that you've received. You'll also see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. That way everything is very transparent. Okay, and then, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, Tyler, I'm sure that if I did get the authorization to get the website included for you at no additional cost, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yeah. So you said it. How much a month?
It's just $299 flat. And that is going to be grandfathered in. So it's not going to matter if you get 5 jobs in a month or if you grow your business and you get 50 jobs in a month. You're still paying that same flat rate. And then the $99 setup fee just goes on the first payment only. So today it would be $398.
Well, I think I'm gonna have to pass on this one just because I just got my Angie stuff set up and just paid that big chunk of money, and then I'm looking at doing a website with another guy that I've already told that could do it. So I just, you know, I don't want to step on any toes here or anything, but I really do. I appreciate the offer.
So thank you for relaying that to me, Tyler, because if it's only coming down to dollars and cents, I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of the money that you've just spent in getting up, you know, and running on Angie's. Because at the end of the day, I can't do anything about the money that you paid Angie's or the agreement that you have there, right? But I can get you on the first page of Google and help you earn that money back. There's no question. Matter of fact, I don't know if Tara shared the analytics with you or not as to what's trending in the area, but I do want to let you know that just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,218 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there's a solid book of business in your backyard The problem is you have a weak internet presence right now, so it's slipping through your fingers, and this is something that's going to put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. Okay, so I don't want you to think I'm saying, you know, oh, sign up with the program and you'll get, you know, 1,218 clients, because I'd be the first one to tell you that's not realistic either, you know. But what we do know is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking I can request. I did this once before, and I actually got it approved, where I asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. Now, he was a different industry. He was a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida, but he also was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name. And that's because he had just purchased a bunch of new equipment, his licensing, his storefront. You can imagine that his funds were completely depleted. So what I was able to do was work out the special pricing, and he realized that if he threw it on a credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So, you know, he had to stretch himself tremendously just to try the program for the very first month. And the cool thing is not only did he see activity within his first month, even before his statement came in, the program had already funded itself. So, you know, I would be willing to see if I could get you into that same program. What it would do, Tyler, is it would waive your setup fee for you altogether, and it would reduce your monthly fee down to just $249. So, of course, you know, I'd have to request it, and I don't know what they're going to say about doing that type of pricing and giving you the website for free on top of it, but I'm going to ask them for it because it's 2023, and you're going to need that site anyway. So, you know, if I did get the authorization to get everything going for $249 out the door and include the website, can we move forward?
I'll tell you what, if you can do all that for $249, then you have overdone your job, and yes, I would go forward with that. It's not that I don't have the money right now. It's just, you know, I just got set up with Angie, and I haven't even turned the leads on for that yet. You know, I'm not turning those on until Monday. So, like, you know, which, I mean, it sounds like a good deal, you know, if I could get put on the Google thing for my area, you know, that'd be good. I do agree there. I think that would be good, but, you know.
Yep. You're absolutely going to love it, Tyler. I'm so excited that you said that, because I want you to understand one thing, and I'm sending out the request while we're talking just to make sure I can get this all authorized. But our goal is never for someone to spend $299 a month or $249 a month in your case and then just break even, because although that's nice, that's not a smart business decision. You know, our goal is to make sure that every client yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment, meaning for every dollar that you spend, you yield $10 in return. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer, because we're already putting you where that high revenue is generating. You know, so sometimes, you know, and we deal with a lot of the Angie Lead clients, sometimes people put the leads on pause for a couple of weeks just so that they can allocate some money to try this. And then what they find is that this program blows the revenue out of the water, out of anything that they're getting off of Angie Leads. And pretty soon they don't even have to buy leads anymore, because why would you when people are calling you directly? You know what I mean? So this will save you a ton of money in the long run too. So I just sent out that request. And if everything goes well, Tyler, I'm going to send you a confirmation email. So what's the best email address to use?
TMFielding04@gmail.com.
TM, like Tyler, right? TM?
Yep, TM.
Building04.
@gmail.com. I have a business email as well, but that's not what's on my personal phone. It's on my iPad, so I ain't got access to my iPad right this second.
Okay. You don't have to use a business email, but if you wanted to in the future, you can always, you know, update that with us. But the email will be for correspondence between our company and you, okay? Also, on the websites that we'll build for you, is there's going to be a contact form. So most people, when they see you on the site, they're going to click to call you or go to your site for immediate contact. But there will be some occurrences where they can't call you right that second. So they can fill out the form that we'll put on your site, and you'll get a notification that there's a lead coming through your site. And because that lead is a part of your Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. And when those leads come through, those will also be forwarded to tmfielding04@gmail.com. So it's not like you have to have a business email on there, but we will internally forward that to you, okay?
Okay. And so what is y'all's What's your business? Where are you based out of?
Oh, we're in Southern California. We're called Local Splash, and I'm going to send you a link to my pricing page right now. Don't fall out of your chair when you see this, because the Platinum package does sell for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. The reason that I have better pricing is, number one, the position just became available and we're filling it today, but also that I put you into that new in business rate pricing. So once I get the green light from my director to put you into the friends and family rate, you'll get an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within the Platinum package, but you're only paying $249 monthly. So did you get that link that I sent you? It says localsplash.com/pricing.
Yes, I did.
Okay. If you open that up, Tyler, it will take you to a page that says take control of your online presence.
Yep.
If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see we have 18 years of industry expertise. We were founded in 2004, which makes us pioneers in this industry. We service tens of thousands of clients all over United States and Canada, and we have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It's important to note that we do have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis. So that's important for you to know, too, that, you know, there's a reason that tens of thousands of business owners continue to renew with this program month after month after month, because ultimately they're not renewing because they have to, because nobody signed a contract, right? They're renewing because the program is working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. Now, if you go right below that, you'll see a Google Partnership badge, and you'll notice that there's a little red banner on that badge that says Premier. That's an elite status with Google. There's only a handful of companies in the entire nation that has earned a Premier partnership. We happen to be one of them, and what it means is that we actually have a support staff on site at Google. So anytime you work with a Premier partner, you're also going to have that extra support staff available for your business, okay? And then if you scroll down, you'll see the Premier SEO packages. Those are more for the big corporations that have thousands of dollars monthly. But right below that, you see the Platinum SEO packages. This is the Platinum package that you're going to be getting, the one that's listed for $599 monthly. And that's only because you're so new and you have that weaker internet presence. So you absolutely need this program. And then if you scroll down a little bit more, Tyler, you see that we have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, again, our Google Partnership badge, and also that we are TrustWave recommended. Okay, so now, what is your last name?
Fielding.
I figured when you said TM Fielding, I was going to take a shot in the dark. And then is this the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google?
Yes, this is my business phone.
Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Everything will go through this main number.
Perfect. Okay. And then for the listing on Google, do you want the LLC displayed, Fielding Construction LLC?
Yeah. I mean, all my branding and stuff is Fielding Construction LLC, so.
I like the way you think and the way that you said that word branding. That's also very, very important to Google that things are consistent. So if you're starting to, you know, brand things online for your business and you already have a couple things like your Angie's, for example, if it has the LLC on there, it's very important to keep that on the Google listing because we'll put that on the directories and on the search engines and on the Facebook and the website so that now you're going to be consistent, right? Plus, if you have an LLC, it's a preference. You know, some people don't want it displayed, but I always say, why wouldn't you? Because it adds to your credibility too, you know? It helps give a potential client more of a comfortable feeling in working with you, you know? So I'm definitely on the same page there. Now, is the 712 Slick Road, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. The reason I ask is I'm going to have Google send a 5-digit PIN verification code to that address. It will be there within about 5 to 10 business days, and it's a very important part of the process. So just make sure that when you do get that PIN code that you get it back to us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then give me 1 second, Tyler, because my light is blinking, so I'm getting a response, and I want to see. Oh, excellent. Okay, so he said, go ahead and enroll this client in the friends and family pricing. Also include the website. Oh, that's good. And he said to wish you a very profitable year, Tyler. So I'm so glad that worked out. So just give me one moment because I have to put 2 promo codes in, one for the pricing, and then the second one so we can do the website for free. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Let me see. I guess I will put it on my credit card that way. Just in case anything happens, it's easy to deal with.
Yeah, I always think credit cards are better because they're more secure. So is it your name on there or the company name or both?
It's my name.
Okay, any middle name or initial or just Tyler Fielding?
I got to go get my damn card. I'm on the app, but let me go grab my debit card.
Okay, no problem. While you're grabbing it, do you think it's 712 Slick Road for the billing address as well, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
I'll look on that card.
Okay, perfect.
Because I don't really,
it's usually the same address that, the statements come to. That's usually the same that's the under the billing.
Oh, my God. Between y'all and Angie, I'm going to have to hire half the crew, I guess.
Oh, you're going to love it. It's going to be so good for your business, especially as a startup business, because I always tell people this, Tyler. Because we have such a strong retention rate, I know that you're going to continue to renew. You'll be with us next year at this time. You'll be very profitable. But let's say that you ever did cancel down the road. worst case scenario is you're going to have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because everything that we created for you, you're always going to have that for your business. So you'll be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be on all the popular directories. You'll be accessible from the mobile platform. You know, naturally, you wouldn't be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you're going to have a stronger presence than you have right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is
so
good.
I mean,
when I put money into the business, you know, I mean, it's going to come back one way or another. So.
Yep.
I think
and
the
this?
Billing address is.
Mm-hmm.
I think the billing address is 712 Slick Road.
Okay. If for some reason it glitches on me when I try to process it, I'll let it know, but I'll just leave it at that for now. I'm pretty sure it probably is the same. And then did you find out if there's a middle name or initial on the card?
It's Tyler M. Fielding.
N like Nancy or M like Mary?
M as in Mary.
Okay, that's what I thought because that's what we had on the email. And then go ahead with the card number whenever you're ready.
5156.
Okay.
7689.
Got it.
4253.
Mm-hmm.
7221.
Okay, expiration?
11/27.
And the code on the back?
762.
So what I'm going to do right now, Tyler, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. And some of this voice recording is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. So it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Building Construction LLC.
Okay, thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Tyler Michael Fielding, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Elaborate on what that means.
Sure. All that means is if you do anything else online for your business down the road, and incidentally, you shouldn't have to because this covers, you know, the search engines, the directories, the Facebook ads, the website, the whole nine yards. But if you do want to do something else online down the road, just let us know about it so we make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing for you, okay?
Okay. Ask questions later about, you know, just everything y'all do. Because I know you're going to make a website for it, and then it's going to be on the front of the Google page for my area. But,
exactly. What's the
Facebook ads thing?
So let me finish the voice verification, and then I'll go back and answer all of your questions. Will that be okay?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay, excellent, because I think I have like two more little paragraphs here, and we're done. So it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 26th, in the non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Just to call before 3 days before the billing cycle ends, pretty much.
Exactly. But again, yeah, you're never going to cancel because you're going to love it. But if it did come to that, just, you know, don't call us on the 30th wanting to cancel the program for the 26th, because by then probably the payment for the 26th already charged, right? So just try to call a couple of days ahead of time if you ever got to that point, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording, and I want to circle back to your question. So the question on the Facebook ads was, were you wanting to know how they work a little bit more, or what exactly was your question on Facebook ads?
Just like, what do y'all provide with y'all service for the Facebook ads thing?
Okay, so of the subscription, $100 off the top will go directly to Facebook to run those ads. We'll set a budget at somewhere around $3 a day, and that's a good thing. That's to stretch that $100 throughout the whole month and to ensure that you never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month. That will never happen because we put a cap on it, okay? So each morning, your Facebook ads will start running in all of the designated areas that you select during the client interview. You mentioned Tuscaloosa, for example. So you're going to go through, you know, where your service area is, if you have zip codes, different places that you like to target. So each morning, those ads will start running in all of those areas, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, so let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is 10 cents per click and you have a $3 a day budget, after 30 people click on you, the ads will stop for that day and then they'll start up again the next day. And again, the objective in doing that is just to make sure that that $100 stretches throughout the whole month, okay?
Yeah.
Does that make a little bit more sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, Tyler, do me a favor. I need you to read the card number again. It says here that I have an invalid number, and I don't understand where I went wrong, but do you mind to give it to me one more time?
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
7689. Okay.
7221.
Okay, and then the other information did stick. It's 11 of 27 for the expiration?
Mm-hmm.
And then 762 on the back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's see if this is going to work now. And then I'm going to have my technician call you. I'll set an appointment to go over your keywords and your service area and getting you set up. That appointment takes approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. Do you have time in about 30 minutes? I have an appointment available from 4 to 5 o'clock your time. If not, we're triple booked for the rest of the afternoon, but I can call you tomorrow.
I'm going to have to just cancel that meeting with the other guy, I guess.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, I don't think you're going to need to, especially if he was going to call you about a website. Now you don't even have to worry about spending extra money on that because that's included with this. So let me do this, Tyler. I'm going to block out that hour real quick just before someone else grabs it from 4 to 5 o'clock your time, and then I'm only blocking out an hour just in case the technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at, you know, 2:15 or 4:15. I'm sorry, I'm trying to convert it into central time. Let's say they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, I gave you special pricing and got the website included, and that's not available to the general public. So if you would do me a favor and just go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, that will grandfather you into the pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So if you click on the link in that text, Tyler, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll down. There's a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized on the account. And then you would plug your name in and hit confirm signature. And then please include the middle initial as well. Since it's on the billing, it's going to be required for the terms and conditions. Once that goes through, the system's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided after the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
So I just need to go into that box and type my name back in.
Exactly. And then if you click the little box above it, it will turn into like a blue check mark. And then if it's asking you for a username and password, that's a good sign because that will be your indication that the signature went through.
Yeah, same username and password. Do y'all have an app?
So we don't have an app for this program, but everything as far as results is stored on the client dashboard. There is an app that we have in a beta process. It's for call tracking numbers. So one of the questions that the technician will ask you is if you want to put a call tracking number on everything. So if you want that, it doesn't cost extra. But through that call tracking number, you can track the calls that are coming in through the app. So if you want to have, you know, that feature, they can definitely enable it for you. But for the actual service, you have to log into the dashboard to look at the results, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so lastly, on those texts, there should be a toll-free number. So we're here for you Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 o'clock Central. So if you ever have a general question or you want to make an update or you have a billing question, anything like that, just hit option one and anybody that answers the phone can help you. If you want to talk to me directly, my name's Tina and I'm at extension 777. So when you plug that 777 in, it will ring directly to my desk, okay?
So just all I got to do is once I type in the service number, just type in 777.
Exactly. You can type it in right away or you can even speak it. It's also voice activate. So you could say transfer to 777 or you could just type in the 37s and either way it's going to ring to my desk, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you are all good to go now. And since I brought up the tracking number and the app that is in the beta process for that, is that something that you're thinking, you know, you want me to send them a note that you might want to utilize, or do you want to just promote your number outright?
I don't know exactly what all that means with the tracking and stuff like that, so.
Okay, so I'll explain it real quickly, and you don't have to decide right now. You can decide later when they call you. But we would purchase, if you wanted it, a brand new 205 area code number. When people call it, it would forward over to your number. The reason that some people like to have a tracking number on there is on our dashboard, all of the calls that come in through that unique tracking number, they're recorded and stored for quality assurance. And I've had like neat things happen with clients where someone said, like, you know, oh, I was out in the field and somebody, you know, called me for an estimate and I forgot to write their address down. So I went back into the dashboard and I listened to the call and I got the address. So cool things like that are available with the tracking number. Also, it eliminates some of the spam callers. So you know how a lot of spam calls are computer generated? So what we would do is we would put a press one, press two greeting on the call tracking number. So for instance, if you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Either way, the calls are still going to forward to you. But if they're a computer or a spam call, they can't press one or two. So those are going to fall off. And when you're connected, you actually have a live person on the other line. So that's the benefits of having the tracking number. Some of the cons of having the tracking number that people tell me they don't like about it is that, let's say somebody calls you and you say, yeah, you know, I can come out and give you an estimate, just text me your address. If they text to the tracking number, you have to go into the app or onto the website and get the text through there. It wouldn't come to your phone directly. So what some people do is they say, oh, take down my number and text it to this number. And, you know, they don't like that extra step that they have to take. You know, some people say, I'd rather just have my own number on there. So when people text me, it comes directly to me. But that's the only downside that I've heard of people, you know, that have the tracking number, that they don't like that.
Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah, I probably won't do the tracking number then.
Yeah, and you know what? It's already in the notes that, you know, you can have it if you wanted it. So if you change your mind down the road and you call in, you know, 6 months from now and say, hey, I want to try it, no problem. They'll just put it on there for you. It won't cost you extra. But for now, we'll just promote your number outright, okay?
Okay.
And you do remodels and renovations as well, or do you like to focus on more of the individualized, like flooring and drywall and painting, or what's your specialty?
Oh, no, I don't have a specialty. I'm kind of like a jack of all trades, but master of none, you know, but like at the same time, like I'm good at all of it, you know what I'm saying? So like right now I'm, The reason I've been able to answer the phone so frequently, I've been getting dang calls all day from other marketing people and just customers. But I took this week off of doing regular customer work to come work on this house I actually bought a couple of months ago, and I've been slowly renovating it to sell it. But, I mean, I do.
Electrical
plumbing, flooring, tile work, bathrooms, everything under the sun, just about.
Love
you
it.
Know.
Okay. I'm going to put that electrical, plumbing, tile work. So you could do a full-on bathroom remodel or a full-on kitchen remodel if the need arose,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay. I like that. You know, I had my whole entire downstairs of my house renovated about 5 years ago, and I was calling around and looking for people to, you know, that could help me. And sometimes it was like, oh, well, all I do is countertops or all I do is flooring. And I got frustrated and I said, I want to find someone that can handle all of it, the plumbing, the electrical. And I found someone. And so it was nice to, you know, like you can kind of do it all. I think that there's a big need for that and there's a demand. So that's something that we can promote on your site too, you know, that you can handle the full-on remodel from start to finish, and, you know, they don't have to hire extra contractors on top of you, you know? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Well, I did put that in the notes for the technicians, so you're all good to go there. So welcome aboard, Tyler. Like I said, I am so thrilled that it worked out for you. I know that you're absolutely going to love this. So have a really, really, you know, successful year, and have a great rest of your week too, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Do you have any other questions for me at this time?
When is this other person supposed to be getting in contact with me?
They're going to call you between 4 and 5 o'clock your time, Okay. And I want to tell you something too, since you said today you were taking a lot of marketing calls and a lot of people were calling you. If anybody else calls you down the road and says that you owe any money for your Google listing, even if they're like, hey, we're calling about your Google listing and we need $5 to update it, know that that's absolutely not associated with this and you don't have to pay any extra money. You're totally paid in full with this. But I've had people say, oh, you know, I gave someone else money after I talked to you and it ended up being something that wasn't on the up and up. So what I always recommend is, because we're a premier partner to Google, if you ever get any of those calls and you're just not sure about it and you're thinking like, hey, maybe I should go for this, but I'm just not sure, always say, hey, you have to talk to Tina at Local Splash. She's handling my marketing. And I know that if it is some type of a scam call, they're not going to call me, right? But if they do call me and they say, hey, you know, we have something we want to offer Fielding Construction, and if it sounds like a good idea and it doesn't conflict with this, I'll definitely consult you about it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so just a little heads up there. But, yeah, you're going to absolutely be thrilled with this. So I'll wrap it up just because I see that 4 o'clock is coming up in about 15 minutes. So if you have a logo or pictures or any examples of services, start gathering that stuff together. If not, don't worry about it. We can put up the stock photos initially just to get you up and running. And then any revisions that you make will be included.
I have plenty of stuff.
Love it. Oh, I love it. You know what, Tyler? I always tell people that the more proactive you are with your account, the better results that you'll have. Because some people say, oh, I don't want to deal with any of it. You just put it together, which is fine. We specialize in that. But if you have your own photos and people can see that it's within your own service area, that adds a lot to your credibility. You know what I mean? And I'm so big on conversion, meaning that our specialty is exposure, you know, putting you in front of clients that are looking to hire you at the time that they need you. Google calls that a micro moment. But my thing is to also make sure that they're comfortable in hiring you prior to picking up the phone. So if there's anything special that we can put on there that will help with your credibility, I'm definitely all for it.
Well, that sounds good at all. Yeah, I can have more pictures later. I mean, like I said, I'm renovating this house right now, which is like a full gut flip. So, and I'm getting close to finishing with it. I'm hoping to have it on the market by December. But, there's a lot of stuff. I've got tons and tons of crap.
Yeah. That's a good field to be doing on the side. I mean, that's so lucrative right now, especially since you know how to do all that stuff. Sometimes I watch those home renovation shows on HGTV and the ones that do the flips. And I always wonder, because the contractors are hired by the real estate people that are doing the flip. And I always wonder, they're doing all the work anyway. Why don't they just buy the property and flip it? And then they get the whole profit, you know?
Yeah, is actually what I'm wanting to eventually just turn into where I just completely renovate houses. Like, you know, somebody can hire me in to come do it, but like where I'm buying houses and flipping them and selling them, but they're
smart
for customers. So.
Yep. Yeah, and you know, that's so good too, because in real estate, you're always going to make money, you know, with the appreciation too. So, I mean, it's a win-win situation for someone like you. You know how to do the work, you know, so best of luck to you with that. I'm pretty sure you're going to grow by leaps and bounds. I spoke with a guy not too long ago. He was down in Florida and he was running 3 different businesses. And he started like you. He said, you know, I started my first flip. I bought this little condo and I renovated and I flipped it. And then I used the profits from that to buy another one. And pretty soon he had like flips going on and rentals and all kinds of things. And now he owns 3 businesses. And I think he was only like 26 years old. It was amazing. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it was quite. I bet you couldn't guess how old I am.
I know, I can't. Do you want to share?
it might scare you.
You what?
I said it might scare you.
No, it wouldn't scare me. Nothing scares me these days.
I'm not even in my 20s yet.
Wow. Tyler, I am so proud of you. That is amazing. Because I have 4 kids. My youngest is 22. And I could just imagine if, you know, even my one that's a little bit older than her, if he was a business owner and he could do renovations. That's amazing. So are you kind of self-taught, or how did you get into doing all that?
My granddad, he's a carpenter on my dad's side, and then on my mom's side, my other granddad owns a paving company. He still does to this day. I sub jobs out to him all the time, but I learned a lot. I grew up on a farm, so, you know, we never hired anybody. We didn't really have the money to hire people to come in, so you learn a lot.
That's so exciting. So you just kind of, just from being out there kind of in the country and being around your grandpa a lot, you learned how to do all that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, my son's that way. He's 28, but he's learned how to do like electrical and wiring and all kinds of mechanical work on cars just by watching a friend of his that was really good at kind of going in and doing all that. It's amazing. He can like modify engines and, you know, and I'm like, that's amazing how, you know, if you have a, like a mindset to do it and you have someone that's a good mentor, sky's the limit. You can kind of learn anything, you know?
Oh yeah. And I started whenever I graduated high school early. And
did you?
I started working for a new build contractor for a while, and then I went and started working for a remodel contractor. And I already knew a lot, but I also learned a lot about the business side of it while working with them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the hard part. Some people, they tell me that they don't like the business side of it. They don't mind being out there doing the work, but they don't like having to do paperwork and worry about insurances and accounting and, you know, all that. And since you're kind of doing that all yourself now, I'll let you know that since we're coming close to the end of the year and this is a business expense, a lot of people will print out the invoices through Local Splash and submit them with their taxes. And they can write it off as a business expense. So that's a little added benefit when you try something like this so close to your end. Because sometimes, you know, people say, oh, I want to wait till January. And guess what? Then they have to wait a whole year to get the tax benefit. But for you, it's what, October, a couple of months in January, if you file, you can get that immediate benefit. So that's an extra little, you know, bell and whistle that you can get right now, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. My mom, which I do QuickBooks, but my mom keeps up with all my stuff. She's an accountant for Westerbilt. I don't know if you know who that is, but
that's exciting.
Lumber company.
Yeah.
So she does my accounting, so I don't have to really pay much for that. But I've been very blessed. So.
Absolutely. You are blessed big time for being so young. You graduated early. Now you have your business, and then you have your mom doing the accounting. That's huge. That's awesome. So please, please touch base with me down the road. You know, when things are going well and you're having a nice return, I'd love to hear back from you. I love to hear success stories. Like I said, I better wrap it up now because they're going to be calling you in about 10 minutes or so. But in the meantime, if you have any other questions, just feel free to call me, okay?
All right. That sounds good. And you said the number for you is 777 when I call that support.
Yep. Do you want me to text it to you just so you don't have to remember it? I can text you my direct line.
I put it in my notes. So all I have to do is text the support number and or call the support number and then
you'll see it.
Type in 777.
There you go. Okay, perfect. So you have it. That's good. That's why I like talking to the younger generation. You guys are much better at that stuff than an older business owner. You know, sometimes they get flustered when there's different extensions and different numbers. You know, for you, it's a piece of cake. So that's awesome. So, well, any other questions for me at this time, Tyler?
No, ma'am. I'm on my way to the house right now, so I can try to get there before they do that meeting.
Okay. Yeah, and in case they call you and you're not at the house yet, no problem. Just start going through the client interview, answer as many questions as you can, because they'll send you an email after the client interview and say, hey, Tyler, we did some research behind the scenes, and these are the keywords that we're suggesting that you go with. And then you're in the driver's seat. You're going to confirm it. So you can say, yes, that sounds good, but I want to add this one or that one, and then they'll go ahead and enable it for you. So just in case you need a little bit more time after the call to kind of, you know, sort things out, you're going to have that opportunity when they send you the email, okay?
Okay, and when will the website be ready? I mean, how long is the turnaround time on that usually?
So the website is going to be fairly quick. They say within 1 to 5 business days. Some of that, of course, is dependent on you, but they're actually going to purchase the web address right now when they call you in about 10 minutes. So if fieldingconstruction.com is available or fieldingconstructionllc.com is available, they're going to go over the available options, and if you agree on it, they'll grab the web address right away. Then they'll start creating the content and building the site. And like I say, that site launches within 1 to 5 days. The Facebook ads, those will launch within under 2 weeks. I've seen people have them up and running on a special request in like 5 or 7 days, but definitely by the 2-week mark, those Facebook ads will be running. The Google takes a little bit longer because it's hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, backlinks, trusted citations. So with that section, we quote 30 to 45 days. However, there's 2 things that you can do to expedite that. So number 1 is don't miss the client interview, because that's the call that gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak. Sometimes people miss it and it has to be rescheduled, and things like that naturally will hold up the placement, right? The second thing is when you get that 5-digit PIN code in the mail, just make sure to get it back to us right away. If you're out in the field and you can't call us, no problem. You can also reply to one of our emails or one of our texts. As long as you get that 5-digit code over to us, we can submit it to Google, and that will help them publish you. Okay. Also, there's a mailer that was just sent to you that Google will need certain things for your verification. So they're going to ask for a picture of tools or equipment or your work vehicle, an invoice, business licensing or insurance. So you don't have to send over everything that's on that form, but just send over as much as you can, because what's happening behind the scenes is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. Okay, so what they're going to do is they're going to gather as much information that they can to make sure that you're a valid business within that community. And then once they can kind of confirm that, that's when they're going to solidify it and start publishing your listing. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So like I said, that mailer already went out to you. When you get to the house, you can look that over and then just send back as much as you can. If you can't send over everything, perfectly fine, just as much as you can, okay?
So is it an email?
It's in an email, absolutely. And it says it was sent successfully. Sometimes, you know, an email will bounce back and I'll let someone know. But this one went through. So when you check your inbox, if it's not in the inbox, check the filtered mail, because we email from a very large Gmail server. Sometimes initial correspondence is in the filtered mail. but once you accept one, you're going to start getting them to your inbox again.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I think we covered all of the bases for now. So welcome aboard, Tyler, and then the technician will be calling you shortly, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a great rest of your day, too. Okay. Bye-bye.